You hear that bubbly bass line on a Honky Cat from Elton John. Born on this day back in 1946, Dee Murray, bass guitarist, best known as a member of Elton John's band, first played with him on the Tumbleweed Connection album and through the 70s as well, including that one, Honky Cat. Murray died in 1992 after suffering a stroke at the age of 45 years old. Dee Murray, bassist with Elton John, his band, born on this day back in 1946. It's Honky Cat from Elton John. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning all across the state of Michigan. On the phone lines now, Dr. Kevin Pham, a medical doctor, contributor to the Daily Signal, former graduate fellow in health policy at the Heritage Foundation. Recent piece at the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com. How many Americans could die from COVID-19? What the latest data and projections show? Dr. Pham, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I want to talk about your piece, of course, in just a moment, but I first wanted to ask you, we heard a bit in yesterday's update from President Trump, from Vice President Pence. Apparently, we'll get some more details today, perhaps, on guidance for Americans on whether or not to wear masks when we are out in public and whether they should be homemade or scarves or what have you. What's your best advice? What would you tell people at this point?
At this point, I would say that a mask can only help. They're not going to hurt you. There's some of the early messaging, I think, was incorrect to say that a mask won't help. Of course, the mask would help. The main thing to remember as far as masks go is that when you're wearing a mask to cover your nose and your mouth, you're still exposed by your eyes. So if the main thing that a mask is going to do to prevent the spread of disease, especially in Michigan where there's a new set of outbreaks, is that anybody who's asymptomatic and wearing a mask, they will much less likely be able to spread the disease. If you're trying to wear a mask to be protected from the disease, then you also have to remember, don't touch your eyes, don't touch your mouth. Because if you end up touching something that's infected or contaminated, and then you touch your face after that, even while you're wearing a mask, the mask will do nothing to prevent that. So the main thing is that you still have to do the hand washing. That's going to have the greatest reduction in spread of the virus.
Dr. Kevin Pham with us. His piece at the Daily Signal, how many Americans could die from COVID-19? You take a deep look at what we know, at least what we think we know at this point. We've heard big numbers, Dr. Pham. We of course, hope for small numbers. What does the latest data and the latest projections tell us?
The projections, I find that the projections are still estimating a little bit high on all the numbers. So that's good news. That means that we are doing what we're supposed to be doing to drive these projection numbers down, which is good. But one thing that the projections really have been validated is when this peak will occur. It's predicting that the peak in number of cases will occur in about the next 2 weeks or so in many states. And it seems like that's going to be the case with Ohio, because I live in Ohio, so I've been looking at this data. Mm-hmm. And it really looks like that's going to happen. And so it's projecting the peak in New York City to be about a month away. And that's really sobering, because New York City is hurting really badly right now. And if we're still not at the top yet, then we're in for a bit more hurt. So it's a very good projection. Again, the numbers are still overestimated at this point, which that's good. And it just means that everything that we're doing to stop this thing is working. And we should double down on that, and then we may be able to drive this down even more by the end of it.
Yeah, I want to talk about that, Dr. Pham, because you know the original real worry was the Seattle area and what hospitals there might look like and how bad it might be there. And certainly it's bad. I don't want to downplay. But I think the steps that Seattle, Washington has taken, it's not as bad as it could have been. Same story pretty much in California. It's better than thought. Now New York City specifically is in some rough, rough shape right now. But we have seen in some areas where steps have been taken, we have been able to avoid some of those worst-case scenarios so far, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Washington, I think, is the best example of this. Just since they were the first outbreak in the United States, it's incredible that by now they're no longer in the top. I think they're at the bottom of the top 10 in number of cases in America, which is remarkable considering how hard it was to contain the spread in the first place. California is also remarkable too. Gavin Newsom, I think he did a very good job of being aggressive early on with this disease. And then so California, being a very populous state, is still doing a very good job. They've controlled the rate of increase of spread of the disease, so it's not increasing very much day over day, and the rate doesn't increase day over day by very much. So it just goes to show that what we're doing is working, and if we keep this up for a little bit longer, we might be able to turn a corner on this.
Dr. Kevin Pham with us, DailySignal.com, for his latest piece. We've got about a minute left, Dr. Pham. I just wanted to ask you, how concerned are you? You're next door in Ohio. How concerned are you about what's happening in Michigan, specifically in the Detroit area, where, of course, we see some big, big numbers of an outbreak here in Michigan? What about the rest of the state? What do you think about Michigan?
I'm very concerned. I don't think that we'll have quite a New York situation, just because there's no other city that's quite like New York. New York is very dense. And there's no city in Michigan that's quite as dense. So it's not going to have the same capacity to spread to people as fast. But New York City is also very rich and has a lot of resources. And Michigan does not have quite so many resources that can just deploy just like that. So so that's my main area of concern. I know Henry Ford is trying to do its best with trialing new drugs. And that drug, the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin, provides about false hope, but it seems to be working, and it seems to help in at least many cases, if not all cases, but in many cases. So, we have the state and federal efforts are focused on Michigan, so I think that portends well for the state.
All right, Dr. Kevin Pham, check his piece out at DailySignal.com, how many Americans could die from COVID-19. Dr. Pham, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You could help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.